in Avodah, that's why the Tmimus to Yidin are always the Helix to Yidin, is Geshmak Yidin, because you can, they're transparent. You can see through them. It's Tachlis at Tmimus. They're mamish there than Akuda. Mamish there than Akuda. Tmimus to Yidin on the Bulam, on Chachmas and Cheshbainas, is in the Subach. Tmimus to Yidin, the Pashta Yidin, is the most beautiful Yidin to look at. Ken Meir, Ken Veiniger, Tmimus to Yidin is transparent, that's Mayim. There you see a Yud, there you see an Akuda, it's a Moridev. You see all this, it's all the Tmimus took the old from the previous dawn. Tmimus took a Eden, they got up, they worked hard. I'm sure I'm saying, I don't understand why your grandfather's one of these Eden. You know, they worked hard and they, you know, they didn't. You went to the Velt of Chomim, you went to the Velt of Chomim, but Tmimus took a Eden. I remember Rabbi Sosevsky's father was such a Eden. Tmimus took a Alta Belt of Chosa, Tmimus took a Eden. All the Tachlis of Pashtas, Tmimus, that's a transparent Eden. That's a beautiful Yid. That's Yisrael Hashem Achoyes Boya. You don't see Gimel Kavin, Amal Azoy. See, that's a Shleimus Dika, Tmimus Dika Yid. Nothing baffles him and nothing, you know, nothing moves him, nothing throws him away. Shleimus Dika Yid. That's a Leibe Dika Yid. You came with me once to visit this Chassid. I know this fellow. I think it's a few months there to see him. Remember, somebody in Chassid said, okay, it's foot amputated. I'm not alive anymore. He's Nifta. Oh, it's strictly for Chassid. No, you never came with me? Oh, he's a cranky Yid. A terrible cranky died a few years ago. He was cranky, his legs were amputated. You came with me to Zalmana to give Tusha. He was so ill, he became blind and he became this and he both his legs amputated. There was nothing left of him. He was Nifta, his the Oran, the Levaya, was almost scared. There was nothing there. You know, there was nothing there. Come out, no legs. Shrekach is a Tmimus to Yid. He had a terrible, he had very high sugar. Almost his limbs fell off. Almost his toes, almost full fell off. I mean, I'm saying, talking about Tmimus to Yid. He went to the Chevra Kaddish each time. He was to be zeicher to bury his toes. It was a terrible Shrekach Chazach. But Tmimus to Yid, I used to go to visit him. He used to, well, the Avish is the doctor. The Avish is a posh Yid. He was. He worked in a butcher store. But a posh Yid. Like water's poshut, it's undiluted. Hazoy is Egevena Pashta Yid. Always the Weinschlein of the doctor. Weinschlein's a doctor and he thought he was getting better. And they killed this and they managed to put one false leg on one leg. And then he caught an infection. Everything he went, one sibuch after the other. He was just a doctor. He used to go, when his limbs were full, he used to go to Chevra Kaddish to Shamgar. He taught him how to do it and he went to the Bais HaKvaros and buried his Evarim. The Tachlas of Pashtas. Nobody knew about it. I knew about it, whatever. I was close to the Shvachas to visit him. You know, people don't know about it. That's that Yid goes up to Shemayim. That's the Yichud of Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. Pure, Mamish pure Mayim. That's what he's talking about over here. Because man, containers and shkandos. That's Asor. The Yudi Lo, the Yud Tato. The Zed Sor Chakaf Shiyim Kufa. What's a Kaf? A Kaf Asor. Kaf is Kufa. Kufa means bent. Bent is the Darb of Ma. Where binich? You know, where bist du schon? Was gehst du also? Wo bist Shekel HaKodesh? Also lo ima, miskale from the weighing. From the weighing of Lamala. And that's what he says over here in the Ha'ora. Chesed Gvura Nachra is al yedei Tiferes. Al yedei Tiferes is the Machriya. The Shlishi is the Machriya. The Kaf. So the Kaf is if you're the Kfufa. If you're Kfufa, so then there's no steer. It's not between your maid and not between Tzmoil. And it's all Hainu Hach. Shiyah miskale lemala nesakin akol. That's what the Nevi Melech says. The ois tzadi, a tzadik is the ois tzadi. This part is completely bent, and he's carrying a yud, bittel on top of him. That's the letter tzadik. This is a tzadik. He's stooped over, bent over, and he's carrying. That's how the letter tzadi works. With the yud, with a nakuda, bottle to nakuda. This is a tzadik. What's the yud? Ah, Pashut and Akuda. What does it? That's a tzaddik. That was Mamish Ramosha Baby. It was Mamish like that. Such Pashut is such normal as Pashut. Such a hechra mensch with such Pashut is in Mamish. You know, Mamish, you see, you know, carrying every Yid that came, he knew exactly this one to laugh with this one and this one to get angry with this one. And he was Matim himself. That's like Mayim. Mayim is whatever you put in it. Whatever you put in it, that's what it becomes. You pour Coca Cola into it, it says diluted Coca Cola. You saw the same Nakuda, you know, you had a Chiloni with him, so you knew how to talk to him, and you knew how to do this with him, and you know, he came to Chavais, used to give Shurim and Eitz Chaim, and Shari Kavan, it's the middle of the night, but Kabbalah used to come and learn. Every person from Darg of Aleph till the Darg of Tov came to him. But he was Mayim. So whoever came to him always felt, this is my tzaddik. And the other one says, this is my tzaddik. And I met Ramichel Shokin from Tomo, from Taurus Moshe. I met him once at the Tzion of Moshe Weber. I said, what are you doing? He says, Moshe Weber? Ah, this is a tzaddik amiti. Moshe Weber, this is my tzaddik. And he told me, I met him there at the Tzion. I say, why? Because he was water. So everybody diluted him. Everybody diluted him. That was a tzaddik. He was transparent. It's a mamish devot, that's a tzaddik. Somebody who lives in the Nakuda sees that whatever you know, maybe it's all in the Nakuda, you don't know. you don't know. If you just build a building and you're makasher back to the dus, so then you get filled up with yourself. So you missed it, then you're chasashal mafrid aluf. I see sometimes on the phone, like I heard a couple, a husband and wife fighting, and he's like this on the phone, and he was screaming to the husband, to the wife, and I heard them screaming, like he put the phone like this, that I could hear once, and he was saying, Atam Meshekha, he was like screaming, and he turns around to him, gives me his beautiful smile, Kilo his vod, the choir was, to show me that this is now, he has to deal with these people, Beis Gabrus, how he can still give his beautiful smile, that's the maskola that we're talking about now. The Achriya, there's Gvura and there's Teferes. There's Gvura and there's Chesed. If you're in that Nakuda, it's similar to if you're in the Kabbalah Tzoyza, simultaneously you can scream and give a smile. You're not when you're in Bakas, you're Kuli Kas, and you scream at anybody. When you're Bechesed, you'll give to anybody. Everything is controlled simultaneously. Somebody said once, the biggest darga is that a person who, while he's in the midst of a Kas, that's what we discuss, and a parent punishes, so he's angry with his child. Oh, but the shleim says not to be angry, only to be angry mitzad the chinuch. Oh, but to be molei rachma mitzad is your child. That's the kavim tzoy. That's the maskula that we're talking about over here. So tzaddikim who are mayim, they could be soivel anything. They could be soivel anything. Because you just dilute them to whatever flavor you want. And that's who they are. These are tzaddikim who are seichel poshut. That's the Maharal always talks about Torah is Seichel HaPashut. Torah is ganz not Pashut. But if you learn it with Pshitas, then it's Seichel HaPashut. It's all in the Kuda. Everything is in the Kuda.